What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, Emmy-winning actor, our buddy Darren Criss. How are you, man?
Hello, guys. I'm back. Everyone's exactly where I left them. I just assume nobody leaves.
Same seats.
We love to assume the position as soon as you come in. Before we get into anything, I got to tell you, dude. Your Taco Bell Nacho Fries commercial might be the most epic commercial I've ever... Have you guys seen this?
Oh, yes.
In the production, it is next level.
It's
I bet
so
it had
great.
The budget of like a studio film. It looked...
I want to see
so
the actual
funny.
Movie. I want to see what
right.
that whole movie
it
is.
It was so funny. And it was so good. It was
Thanks,
the,
man.
But that must have been a fun concept
that was
and thing to do, right?
One of the most ideal situations I've ever had professionally. It was something where I got a call... saying, hey, do you like Taco Bell? I'm like, you're kidding. You're kidding, right? Like, if only my college self could know that I was going to get this
right,
call.
Right, yeah.
And then they sent me the creative on it. Also hilarious. Very cool. And I'd seen the other two because they had one with Josh Duhamel, Web of Fries, and
right, all these
sort of like faux trailers with really high production value. So I knew what the gag was. The song was great. Everything about it was great. I got to go to Mexico City for like a week, which
I
love Mexico City. Everything about it was amazing. And like it all happened within, I don't know, like a month. Like, got the call, went to Mexico City, then I saw it like,
so
on TV, and it was insane. So I love it. I think it's so great that people love it. And they toe that really great line between sort of taking the piss and also, you know, like doing something cool, you know?
No, they nailed it. It was funny. I was laughing out loud because you only sing about Mexican spices.
Yeah. I can only sing about what I love.
Yeah, exactly. It was great. Anyway, forgive me for not congratulating you on the wedding earlier this year. That should have been first.
No, but, please. I mean, well, Taco Bell
Taco
tends
Bell.
To take a...
Taco Bell.
I think my wife and I would agree.
Fries.
Yeah, we know our place.
Songs about
life.
Fries are pretty amazing.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's all priorities here. How's married life so far?
It's great. You know, it's just a little more paperwork. I got to say, like, the hundreds of years of patriarchy has not made it easy for the ladies. I told my wife, I was like, I don't care about the name change. Don't worry about it. Do whatever you want.
And what did she decide?
And
so you took her name.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, it would make no difference to me, but I just felt bad, like, on the passport thing, on the driver's license, everywhere we go, they don't make it easy, man.
Yeah, they don't. What is her maiden name?
Sweer.
Sweer. Ooh, how do you
Sweer,
spell that?
Sweer. So she's wanted to change. Anyway.
You're a Sweer, then I'm Chris is a cool last name.
Yeah, I think she wanted to change it. That's on her. But still, I couldn't believe how rough it was. So when people ask how married life is, I just think of the paperwork and just it's just so tedious. But obviously, you know, things are good. The
it's
wedding
a business
was a blast.
Merger, right?
It is total merger. So, you know, we own the bar together and we've kind of created a whole life together. And the wedding was like, I guess, our launch party. One of the greatest launch parties of my life.
That's awesome. And the bar that I still have yet to visit, but very
it's
much
waiting for
want
you, baby.
To. I very much want to. Last time you were here, I said I wanted to. That's what happens when you start having kids. You'll see.
Yeah.
The bedtime start coming earlier.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. The closing hours are a little earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm a weekend warrior. I'll get out there.
We're waiting for
days.
You, man. We'll wait. I'll hold the piano down on some chorus line for you.
Thanks, brother. And this is very cool. We've been talking about you joining the lineup for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. What do you have in store?
Dude, I've been going to that since day one. I mean, the iHeart sort of family has been, personally and professionally, a big part of my life for the past however many years. I've sort of lost track. And I was there at the first one. I think I've only missed one in the past several years. So I think It's like having my punch card at like a cafe. I've done enough times where now I got a free smoothie.
There you go.
I got a free. They're letting me perform there. I have a song with Steve Aoki, nice. Which is just a cover. Not just. It is a cover of. Let me give you the backstory really quickly. So I. Forever, because I'm a 90s kid and I've been in many 90s cover bands, I've always joked.
Which, by the way, I love.
Oh, yeah, I'm
glad. I'm a big cover band fan.
It's a blast, especially if you're a musician. It's always fun playing other people's songs because then they're already good. There's no worry of like.
Sometimes they do them better, by the way.
Well, so that was kind of the idea. I'm not going to say we do it better than Dave. We just do it a little different. But I've always joked that, man, if I was an EDM DJ, I would just take Dave Matthews' seminal 1997 Crash Into Me, which is a 6-minute sort of unconventional ballad with odd bars, yeah. And sort of it's a strange song that people love and have a lot of nostalgia attached to it. I was like, I would chop it into like a 3-minute banger, and I know exactly where I'd put the drop. There's like this guitar part that goes dun-dun-dun-dun, and I always thought like CO2 cannons and like drums, just poof, like I always thought that would be funny, and I gave this exact same pitch to. Steve Aoki, when I got a chance to meet him, and he looked at me seriously, he was like, that's amazing, we have to do it. And then we recorded it immediately.
Wow.
So it was just born from just having fun and this mutual love of Dave Matthews. And I think we both love fusing two styles that people wouldn't necessarily know.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, for people that know that song, like my age, like and beyond, people go, oh my God, within 2 seconds, they're like, holy crap, is this Crash Into Me? Oh man, this is nuts.
Yeah.
This is a song you wouldn't usually hear in a club. And I've played it for kids like under 27. And they have no idea.
Yeah, that's no idea.
They just think it's a cool song.
I think
but
an anger, yeah.
I think recontextualizing popular songs is like a tradition of music for like decades and decades. I mean, there's so many songs that I could mention that I heard as a kid that I didn't know were covers, you know, yeah. Until later in life. So
right, exactly.
I'm kind of adding to that zeitgeist a little bit.
And forgive me if I'm wrong, but isn't Steve, is he the one that throws the cake in the face?
Steve Aoki is the guy that likes throwing cakes.
Are
yes.
you throwing cakes? Come on that
I
stage.
I think some cakes will come crashing into somebody, if not me,
that's
during
awesome.
This song.
That's a good set to check out. Congrats on that.
Thank
man.
You very much. It'll be fun.
By the way, a cover band, you'll appreciate this. I'm into this one. I just had them in my golf tournament. They're called Yachtly Crew.
And
it's all yacht rock.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
They nail it. And they're good, right? These guys
I'm
are
all
really
about,
good.
I'm all about the cover band names. There's a great band called Palm Springsteen. Just do the math on that
right,
one.
Right, right.
That's great.
There was another one I saw recently, the No Doubt one. What was it called? Remember I told you the one?
Yeah,
she was good.
I forget the name.
They had a funny name though.
This will be the first time I ever talk about this publicly. But the band that I have with one of my best friends, we always throw these big '90s parties. We have this band that. We call it Jumper Wall, and it's because we always begin with Third Eye Blind's Jumper and we end with Wonderwall, even though the set has changed in between.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, it's not as good as Yachtly Crew, but you know, it's sort of echoing the same flavor a little bit.
I'm down to check that show out.
The band
out.
Is yeah. No Duh.
No Duh.
No Duh.
No Duh. Right?
No Duh. That's so
that's,
much better.
That's amazing.
Yes. No Duh.
No Duh is no Yachtly Crew yes. or Jumper
yeah.
Wall, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And obviously, with all on your plate, you're still acting very much, and you're also part of this upcoming movie, Midway.
Oh, yeah.
Tell
Jeez,
me about
that's
that,
happening,
man.
Too. Gosh. I mean, well, that's a big old Roland Emmerich, if you know who he is. Independence Day and The Patriot, just these big
right.
action blockbusters. It was wild to be a part of that because I've never done anything like that before. I mean, if you're a history buff, especially with World War II, these things are very complicated and there's a lot going on. It's, you know, the Battle of Midway isn't just like one thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's several people and a lot of different moving pieces. So having said that, I'm just a little teeny tiny cog in a much larger machine. I mean, I saw the trailer and I was like, wow, I can't believe that person's in it. Like I never met that person.
Yeah.
So
you go in and you do your thing, but that's a cool thing to be a part
it's
of.
It's a really cool thing to be a part of. So yes, I won't go too much into it, but yes, it's about the Battle of Midway, sort of the events directly after the attack on Pearl Harbor, and I play a lieutenant commander. I'm flying a torpedo bomber in that movie.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah. We'll look forward to checking
Pretty wild,
that out.
Yeah.
And this was just announced. You're writing and starring in a musical series called Royalties.
Yeah, this
Tell
is this is something I've been working on for, gosh, it seems like almost a decade, because I've been, you know, another thing that a lot of people don't know about me is in Los Angeles, New York, I've lived a life as a songwriter, and songwriting was my sort of big splash into the entertainment industry, and then from there, I got a lot of other kind of wacky gigs, but it's
and you
about
went to school in Michigan, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so Michigan. Oh, good memory. Yeah. That's like one of the biggest, I've like it tattooed to my face essentially, like U of M, go blue. That's just, I'm a broken record about it. So, it's about my life as a songwriter, and it's sort of an ode to a lot of the, the silly grind of what it is to be a pro songwriter. It's not all glitz and glam. It's kind of like an office 9-to-5 when you're trying to create sentiment for people, and the hilarious things that come up when that happens. So yeah, I'm writing it. I'm producing it. I'm writing the songs for it. I'm in it. It's something I've been trying to get off its feet for a long, long time. And I'm so glad that it's finally
out there. That's awesome to be able to see that and create it as a project. That is, it's ironic that now the project itself is about the process.
It is exactly.
that's so cool.
It's a show called Royalties. And I literally had to like discuss like royalties with like the people that I was like doing.
Exactly.
The snake is just eating itself.
And this is for the streaming service Quibi. How did that collab?
Quibi is a whole thing. I mean, I don't want to get too into it unless you know the inside baseball of Hollywood, but it's Jeffrey Katzenberg. You can Wikipedia him if you don't know who he is. Mm. He's the K of DreamWorks SKG.
Mm. He's doing all right.
He's doing okay. He's sort of a entertainment juggernaut, but it's his new thing. I won't get too into it because I'll bore everybody, but it's his new platform that launches in April 2020. And so being a part of that pedigree of people that he has lined up is pretty flattering. I'm really excited.
Yeah, no, he's got a pretty impressive slate. I'm familiar with it. It's funny because not to digress, I was just talking to Jeremy Renner, mm-hmm. who is a big songwriter.
Yeah, people know that. Jeremy's an excellent pianist and a great singer.
Yeah, which you wouldn't think Hawkeye, you know what I mean? So it's neat when you get legit.
That's
real
a man of
that
many, many talents. You know, he started acting because he was making so much money flipping houses.
Really?
Dude,
I didn't even know that when I was interviewing.
It's insane. He's a house flipping, piano playing MF that acts as a side hustle. It's insane. Look up Jeremy Renner. It always blows my mind because he's an extraordinary actor. Like everybody likes Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
But
I'm now a bigger fan just because he was flipping houses.
Dude, look at the houses that he's made. It's like insane.
Really?
He's like a full on like carpenter. It's insane.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, that was just random. I don't know why I made you think about that. And man, I don't think I've had the chance to congratulate you on air, but I was so happy and proud of your Emmy win because you're so great in American Crime Story.
Thanks,
and I was cheering you on the red carpet there when we
I know it's always nice to see you guys on the way in where I'm like, oh, all the homies are here. I feel at ease.
Yeah, I mean, that must have been so gratifying. You do something, obviously you hope it's received well, but then to finally get an award for it and recognize on that level.
I think the nice thing is that the accolade is representative of a lot more than whatever I had to do. And I wish I could say I was just trying to be charming and making it about other people, but it like whatever I got to is an amalgam of so many other people mm-hmm. that worked their asses off.
Sure, and of course. Cast.
Exactly. Actors and producers and people that like were in the trenches with you for hours and hours and hours away from their families and stressing out through being sick and all this stuff. So if something like that happens, mm-hmm. it's sort of like, hey guys, look, like we did it. This is for you. And so that's like I think that's probably one of the greatest feelings about it. It's like the validation and encouragement for them, like as personified through like a moment that you get to experience. But it really is like this huge like team like victory. You know?
Yeah, no, exactly. And I should have asked you earlier too, but what are the plans as far as you and your wife? Are you wanting to start a family right away later on?
We own a bar, dude. That's like having a baby. That's like having 20 babies.
Yeah, that never grow up.
Yeah, it's equal amounts of pee and poop that you got to deal with. except they're grown ass adults. It's crazy. Probably not for a long time, my man.
They're good, smart. Enjoy marriage for a while.
Yeah,
it's a game changer once that happens.
When you come to the bar, they'll be like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking
Definitely.
About.
Definitely. All right, before I let you go, Darren, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Yes.
Song that's currently stuck in your head?
I don't know. Sunflower?
Okay, oh my God. Both
the Vampire Weekend one and the Post Malone, what's his name?
Oh my God. I hear it every time. The rapper.
Sorry, I know.
Swae Lee.
Yeah. I'm gonna run into him and he'll hear this and be like, "How could you not remember my name? I'm Mario Lopez."
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, dude.
Last show you binged watched?
I'm in the middle of Stranger Things because it's summertime and that just came out, so I'm enjoying the hell out of that.
I love the music, right?
Oh, it's best.
So
yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up?
Who doesn't love Rebecca Romijn? Who ended up being the first actress I would ever work with on my very first TV show.
Oh.
That's funny how life is.
What'd you see her in first?
Oh, I don't know. Victoria's Secret catalogs, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because she does a lot of acting. I was just curious as to what. Yeah, okay.
No, that was the first thing that came to mind. But I think that was more of just like, that was also what I was told to like as a kid. It's like, this girl's hot. So that was like the collective understood like chick that I had a crush on. But I honestly, I loved like... I was in love with like movie stars that I didn't know were older. So right. like I remember seeing like
Susan Sarandon.
No, I would. I'm like gonna, I'd like say like Bridget Bardot. Like there's people.
Oh
that
wow!
Like, like I would see, but I didn't realize that they were now older women. Yeah. Like they were just forever that young.
Raquel Welch.
And then I see pictures. I was like, that's not yeah, what you're talking about. Yeah, I remember old movies that I thought were really hot because I was really into like James Bond movies as a kid. So like I always
can't go wrong with any of
all the Bond girls. Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, all about it.
All time favorite musical.
That man, you can't ask
top three
that. We don't got time for that.
All right, top three.
I mean, I'll say these are all contextual because people make fun of certain musicals, but if that was the first show you ever saw as a kid, it's like Bulletproof. It's
okay.
You know?
What was the first show you saw?
First show I ever saw was probably Les Mis. So
that was my first show.
Yeah. So there you go. Like that holds a special place. I'll say my favorites
That's
are.
That's great though. That's not like nothing to be ashamed of.
No, it's not. No, I was just saying, cause like my wife is obsessed with Cats and everybody makes fun of her for it. She's like, listen, I was a kid and I saw that show and that blew my mind. I'm like, I can't throw a rock at that. That's unfair. My
but
favorite
I'm with those other people.
I love. I'll say Assassins, Cabaret, and just I'll give it a throw because these are all my homies from Michigan. But Dear Evan Hansen, why not? I'll just say that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What should get rebooted next?
Nothing. Let's just try and keep thinking of new stuff, guys. Says the guy that covered Dave Matthews.
Keep it original. Yeah. Kinda. Right.
Yeah, kind of original. That's it. Yeah.
Well, allmora.com/festival to get your tickets to see Darren at the iHeartRadio Music Festival September 20th and 21st in Vegas. You can follow him on Instagram at Darren Criss. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you, guys.
On with Mario Lopez.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.